It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cann.
Hello everyone and welcome to Tech Chat with David Cannon. Today it's time for another Friday news update. And by the way, the Friday news update is now available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn and Alexa as a flash briefing. So yep, you can listen to it on pretty much any device. As well as the Google Home, actually, if you say, play the podcast Tech Chat with David Cannon's Friday News Update, you'll get it on there. So, yeah, keep listening and watching the Friday News Update. So, let's get going and chat about the latest tech news. First up this week, Huawei have announced the new Mate 10 and Mate 10 Pro phones. They've got AI features built in, so they can do real-time translation offline using camera, and they can recognise what the camera's looking at. They've also both got dual cameras and a feature that lets you plug the phones into an HDMI monitor to use phone apps on a computer interface, a bit like Samsung DeX, but you don't need a dock. You just need a cable, and then you just plug the cable into the phone and the other end into the monitor, and you're good to go. The Mate 10 Pro has an OLED full view screen, Android Oreo, a choice between 4 or 6 gig of RAM, a fingerprint sensor, no headphone jack, but USB-C earphones included in the box, a 20 megapixel and 12 megapixel dual camera, and an 8 megapixel front camera. While the Mate 10 has an LCD full view screen with a slightly thicker border round the screen, a headphone jack, and only the option of 4 gig of RAM, while only the Mate 10 Pro has waterproofing. And the Mate 10 has a fingerprint sensor on the front of the phone, while the Mate 10 Pro has a fingerprint sensor on the back of the phone. So, weird differences between the two phones. And what's even weirder is that only the Mate 10 Pro is coming to the UK. It'll be available in November, but we don't know any pricing information yet. ZTE have announced a new folding phone called the ZTE Axon M. I think it's pronounced, I don't know, but it's called that, and it can stretch apps to display on both of the screens, or it can do split screens, so one app on one screen and one app on the other screen. It can also show the same app on both screens, so that's pretty useful if you want to show someone else what you're seeing on the other screen. And ZTE have said they've already adapted many popular apps, including YouTube, Twitter, and Google Docs, to take advantage of the two screens. It'll be available in Europe early next year. Microsoft have announced a brand new laptop called the Surface Book 2. It's got a 13.5-inch pixel-sense touchscreen and an amazing 17 hours of battery life. And the more expensive models of the Surface Book 2 with a Intel i7 processor support the new Windows Mixed Reality platform. It starts at £1,499, and the i7 model of the Surface Book 2 starts at £1,999, and you can pre-order it from the 9th of November. They also announced a new update to Windows 10 called the Fall Creators Update, which is out now and includes the new Windows Mixed Reality platform, a feature called My People, which lets you send messages and emails to your friends really quickly, and a new Photos app, which lets you create videos really quickly. Samsung announced a new version of their AI Bixby called Bixby 2. Wonder how long it took them to think of that name. At their Samsung Developer Conference 2017. Bixby 2 brings small improvements to the original Bixby, which was announced with the Samsung Galaxy S8 earlier this year, and is coming to Samsung's smart TVs and smart fridges. They also announced a Bixby SDK, which will let device manufacturers add Bixby to their devices, and that they're working with Google to bring AR Core, Google's rival to Apple's AR Kit, to Samsung phones. And finally, they announced a new 360-degree camera called the 360 Round, which costs over $10,000 and isn't coming to the UK yet, but may come over in the future. It's got 17 cameras and can record 360-degree video, take 360-degree pictures, and live stream 360-degree content in 4K and 3D. Apple is being sued over Animojis. An app developer has created an app called Animojis, published it in the Apple App Store, and has trademarked the name Animojis, and claims that Apple tried to buy the name Animojis off them earlier this year, suggesting that they knew the name Animojis was already trademarked. And finally, Google Pixel 2 XL owners have reported screen burning. They say that the virtual home button, the back button, and the multitasking button are being burned into the screen as they're displayed on the screen for long periods of time, and that you can see them when a grey background is displayed on the phone's screen. Other screen issues have been reported as well, including a blue tint when you tilt the phone, and dull colours being displayed by the screen. I actually tried out the Pixel 2 XL recently, and I definitely noticed a blue tint when I tilted the phone, although as I only tried out the phone for a short period of time, I didn't notice any screen burning. I don't think the blue tint is a serious issue though, and Google have said it will fix the colour issue with a software update. That's the latest news.